and the baby is pet. Why? Tamamu de Baumia. And then everybody must have said, you're not done cocky for Drakasa. Dr. Baumia Casa. Dr. Napo Chim. And then no credit. And then no credit. Send them so a Ghana. Hey, Bob, dear, you're too much. Yes, yeah, Duma says, what's about Bina Kadia Duma? And that's the Padia and a prep, so be the ado. Yeah, yeah, Duma and I. So, what's your Santibama? If you're Jordani, Kadia, you're better than this time, Mebois. Mebois. And Tadia will be best friend when Tabaka was there. Hey, you do. Now, I didn't know Kokufado, so I did be a man yourself, Mu, Abbe Riasida, Yabaganaha, or Pia Antono. School structures, I see. School don't do, I see. School buildings, I see. A picture of Nakufuado. Oh, beer to the Nakufuado. In fact, you have few. And Colaco Trump is here. No, but you are as I'm free. And I'm not going to go for the headache. Watch him. No, I was here. Your problem is with your school fees. And I'm going to go for the headache. Oh, no, quite impressed that Robert Osuna here. So, Bussy Hospital, Bakubako, 111. Umpa way, nothing, yeah. That's all problem that the guy that could have done. Over that, told me, I'm the enemy. Now, why not the neighbor? Young Quatro. Young Quatro. Young Quatro. Come with you. Oh, Pierre, Nim. Motia. Oh, go ahead and draw it. Motia. The 900 chip, the boy. As we are going, what's that in my head? As we are going, Miss Samu, and then you may be worthy. Samu, you are not bow. Miss Adai, Mudia Naba, someone come and warm you and said, Doctor Bow. And then I now could find you and Monyama every day and come it. It's your basum, your bane, I could send another quack for doing the Mapo, yeah. I'm a doctor Baumia and empty doctor Baumia to the Jack. I said, you're trouble, man. You're passing with 10% to a shadow. Which president knows the cows that you will fear. Yes, I do of your head. I do of your head. It's here per 85%. Your person 85 in your row. Mr. Paday,
85%.
Mr. Paday,
85%.
Outside the middle 85, no. And before you must start here. Oh, Pierre, what help people? Oh, since you're watching. Oh, God, the bunny. Oh, Pierre Cassettiano. There be a since you're on TV, Dano. One kind of stretch in your dad, head. Searching at the holiday. Oh, no, mammy, mammy, you don't echo. As soon as you had in my wine call, I want to see Sunny anyway, and Frankudi. Oh, Pierre, what MPP? Ah, the Kumanti, Bibi Hano, said a video credit upon the Kayano, on Fanchery. Namin Shady Pacro, no Sam Refium, who said, I call no Yade, you're calling him. Nine Cabomna, and you had a Cabomno, then you had your Kodinim, Nayade, Abba. More Pianci, Santibem, and Cassette, BBSI, you, the embassy, Dr. Baumia, and the Dr. Napa, a woman dig first on crank and him, no one didn't have to go for it. Now, Bayas, so Mimi, I was Santimema. Now, I have to a baby. Now, I could promise you about for better in the park. I could teach my MPP. Now, MPP, 90%. No, I call the embassy, known to be mobile. Oh, Pian, sorry, Waka. Oh, Pian, and I. Obi-Anya-Day! And that's the school for an AMU-Day. A baby on my, and your school where you must have had the damn cook for the doctor about here. But today, a baby on your day and my, now we are called Kwasi-Jom, now for the United Shire. Obviously, you're just crying in Mako school day. You're just here, Mako school. And fear nine, the kind of, near the sumu. John Mama and Fiena near the Sumu, Nanadu, Stan Quaku Quadu Fiena, Yadadim, 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 na say e me ko school no mu ko free o mu ko school o mu didi free o ye be senior o ko school o didi school fees dey chia school atia dey shallow textbooks dey dey manu hey en chai kra do because I talk kra teacher o discard the church o gaben trade en I talk abu aduade abu school as dey make we check go for no mu we school for abia dey go
sa pa pa
abai bai na chai na da ku for do abai en ti me samu ye free her koi Adwadin ye koye and that the ambassador that does you. But I'm saying my politics here ever. But say that the ambassador be bad. So what test con now what test con now as antibemoa. I buy a bomb of future. I know by the MPP.
MPP. I
buy my
MPP.
Or be by. Or catch your answer. When John Nelson and teacher Teddy allow us. Ya papa, ya question po. Me and Trump and the man of the war. Ya Trump and the man. Now question po. And then those years, I'm a chancellor. Oh, Biaba, why you knew about? Oh, Biaba, why you knew about? Why any basabasa? On in Ango. Namibu and Nabama for the fun. Not in Ango, no body prayer. Offer no Boko Coco, Mr. Bracosia, Mayo, Obeyo Yakuayo. And now who do my share? Politics now today, a C. Say a Jimmy and then the other day. Say a Rafia and the other day. Ya Rafia and the other day. Ya Misham.
That is the energy. That is the energy. That is the energy. That is the energy. And this is why we are coming with a new energy.
What can I have put in France here? So when you do my
head, DJ, DJ. Asida, 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 Asida.
Asida. DJ, my Asida. That is the energy.
DJ Mundy.
Documentary for the when you're ready. Documentary for the when you're ready.
Now come and take it back.
I said that.
Fresh and quiet, I'm a diamond. We didn't have a last year. They spit on my face. They block our face. So you know, you know.
Aziz, are in a footer. You're ready.
We said, okay, man.
Very short documentary near what we read. Documentary for the convention. Documentary about a brief profile of Dr. Matthew Boku Pepe.
And that there is how it ends in the Ashanti region. That is a jubilee pact there. It ends at least this phase for the party. They have outdoored him now. The real work begins. Prof, you've heard now from Napo himself speaking to the crowd there. This is Napo in his proper elements. Your reaction to what you've just heard there?
Well, I mean, when you choose a vice presidential candidate, you expect him to perform certain functions. There are quite a number of it, to balance the ticket, to offer governing ability, to be able to also complement the president in the role that he performs. He was typical Napo. And the other thing is that you need to also be sort of the attack dog for the party. There are some things the candidate might not be able to say, but you are supposed to go out there, go to the ground, be the operational guy, and be able to make sure that you address did very strongly for the party. And I think that was him and his elements trying to do that, try to appeal to a certain section of the party, trying to rip up sentiments and also rouse the base. But in the lead up to that, the president spoke, the vice president also spoke, touting the qualities and the ability of the vice presidential candidate. He certainly comes to this with some form of experience, ministerial, legislative, and political experience, very, very broad knowledge of Ghana's political landscape as well. And it's the first speech after he's been outdoored, and he painted a contrast between themselves and their opponents. And we'll wait to see how the campaign itself goes.
So we have said that the reason why they needed him there was his ability to galvanize the base. Raymond, did you see him attempt to do that? Did he succeed? This was his first attempt at galvanizing that base, giving a rousing speech in your stronghold, trying to get the emotions going. Did he succeed?
I do not think it's the platform. I actually think it's the platform that's the problem. I think being the very first speech, this was more of a rally talk generally, which I'm not sure indicated a very strong sense of hope and connection. Of course, he made the points. He talked about people being better off under the NPP than under the NDC. And the greatest attempt coming from what has happened at Menchia, I was rather expecting that he would open up to the people and say, listen, I've heard the complaints people have about me, and that this is a man who's attempting to be a better person going forward. What I heard him say close to that was, if we have offended each other, let's forgive ourselves and move forward. Kennedy Japan actually got more rousing response than Napo at the tail end. You listen keenly. It caught my attention because I was trying to get a reaction of the people to the things he's saying, whether they feel connected to it. Mm. And whether they feel that this is a new dawn to move it forward. I didn't get that. And I'm saying perhaps it's the organization. You know, this is the man's biggest speech yet. Maybe there'll be another time to engage on that. But this is his first time post being installed. The expectation is that it would have been more, you know, captivating than what I heard him talk about. It would have been more assuring, and would that be more vice presidential like? I suspect maybe because of the environment and the fact that he had to shout on top of his voice to get attention and all of that. That is why, and it was also a bit of the, you know, unscripted kind, which sent fears to some of us because we are afraid that Apo could switch into anything and say things that people are able. But for his first speech and the very things he said, at least we are getting an Apo who is a bit tempered, who is not likely to be throwing bomb across the country as is feared by some people. It's a step in the right direction. I just did not get a feel that this was an extraordinary speech, bringing the base together and letting them rally. In the few words, Kale Japon appeared to have done what he was supposed to do earlier, that people might have taken it for granted, but they're coming to you today because we know we are one party and we need to move forward beyond the differences. He made a general comment about we forgiving each other and all of that, and that that means that no matter what happens in your mouth, you still will have to stay with the same thing, and that family members can have differences. Doesn't mean that outsiders come and take it away. Those are all overtures, but they were subtle. The expectation is that would have been a bit more, you know, robust. And the part I think he did excellent was beginning to tell people the good deeds of Mahamudu Bawumia and President Akufo-Addo, including saying that President Akufo-Addo is the best president we've had since independence. That's a very interesting and fantastic statement to make anyway. So, well,
I mean, Elton, so you've heard him now. Mm. Knowing what the expectation was, considering that he's speaking in the Ashanti region and a mass sort of galvanized the base coming from the Otunfo, and were you convinced by the things he says? also by the way he said it, his demeanor. You could see he was really trying, raising his voice to try and come across as charming and charismatic, which is an important word. We'll try and unpack that pretty shortly. Do you think this will resonate with the people of Ashanti? This, you come from there, you know the people. His style, the way he approached it, and he spoke in cheek, did he not?
Oh, yeah, he did.
It resonated with people there.
I think he was a bit measured, and I'm thinking that because those supposed to be his stance or his acceptance speech, if you like, and he was also speaking in the presence of the president, the vice president, leading members of the party, so you don't want to be seen as, you know, somebody who, if not controlled, may get out of hand. So he was a bit measured in the way he communicated his message to the audience. He spoke free. I mean, this is his area. I think the Pembe College area also falls within the... No, this is mm-hmm. in the Subin constituency. Mm-hmm. So, but generally, I mean, this is his stock in trade. I mean, nothing different from the Napo we've known. Just that today, he didn't go into... I think a lot of people were expecting him to deviate to a certain area. He may have disappointed a lot of people, apart from one or two comments. That,
is this a new Napo?
Yeah. And actually, at some point, we saw that the national organizer wanted to come in to get him to, you know, to spend the time in all those issues. So we are waiting to see how he will be deployed in the election itself when he is on his own and the flabberer is not there, the president is not there, and he's leading his own campaign. That, for me, will be the real measure. Now, they've drawn their line in the sand. They are ready. Their ticket is complete. The NDC appears to also be ready. They've also completed their ticket. Next month, they will launch their campaign and manifesto. The NDC will also be doing the same thing. So we are in for the long run ahead of December 7th. How NAPO will be deployed, how that helped the party. Well, he will normally be campaigning in the Ashanti region. When he goes out of the Ashanti region, how is he going to carry himself?
Yeah, I mean, Winston.
Yes, I mean, Raymond talks about, you know, people actually looking. I mean, I'm sure that you probably would say, okay, is he going to be NAPO? But again, I mean, I've stated this before that, yes, there is the pre-PAP NAPO and the post-PAP NAPO. You know, when he was in opposition, the things that people are talking about, saying about him today, wasn't the things like you probably would have seen easily. But I agree with Raymond. Kenneth Jepong, he was very clear. You see, Nanadu was very clear. Nanadu threw more jabs than anybody on the day. But we couldn't hear him. This thing of, you know, Anyanokre, when you do that, we can't hear you. Nobody can hear you. See, we used to do that when we were, you know, at the university running elections, and the feeling was that the people who could charge the crowd were the ones who could go on demonstration. You don't do demonstrations anymore. But I think that it's also because of, you know, why he was brought in. And I'm sure in coming out to, you know, speak, he would have been, you know, he would have gone through a lot of preparations, because he would know that you're supposed to send a certain signal to the party. You're in there because you're believed to be the mobilizer. You're in there because you're believed to be the grassroots person. And so if you're coming in, you must resonate with them. But you don't resonate with the grassroots by just asking any kind of question. You actually resonate with the grassroots by speaking their language. And that's Kennedy Jepong. He spoke their language by telling the party leaders that going forward, don't just wait till it's time for elections. Okay? But then, you don't need to send people money. You need to show them respect. Let us put everything aside and move on and ensure that the party wins. But, and so what Kennedy Jepong did on the day was still to tell the whole country and to tell the party's base that I am still your man. Mm. Even when I've been asked to come and speak on such a platform, I still believe in what I've told you all the time, that you are the heart and soul of the party. What NAPO must learn going forward is that you must speak the language of the people. Look, don't tell us that this is not Doom So and this is Doom CSE.
Yeah.
Because I know.
Obvious to people.
I know. You could have actually said that in the past we've had problems with power. But at least today, because all of us here would agree, the situation currently is better than it was 6 weeks or 8 weeks ago. Mm. So even in the statement that was issued by the general secretary of your party, he admits the problems with power. All of us read that statement. Mm-hmm. He admits the challenges that a country is faced with power. The last thing you want to do is to go and tell all of us that the only time we express that, you see, that narrative, yes, you will be talking to your party members, but we are also watching because this is your unveiling and you're speaking to us also. And right-thinking Ghanaians are seated in their rooms and they're asking themselves, is this man in Ghana?
Should he have stayed away from that topic?
He should have stayed away from it. Or if he wants to talk about it, admit, after all, between 2012 to 2015, 2016, we had power outages. So we said never again. And the NPP consistently had said never again. But there were problems. But you've resolved the problems. This did not take a year to resolve. Yeah. We thank you for your patience. Yes. We thank you for actually bearing with us when we had to go through this difficult time. Again, we're grateful to you for your patience. In fact, the president, when he was addressing the nation, talked about power challenges, mm-hmm. and actually begged Ghanaians and thanked them for
patience.
For their patience with him. That is their boss, the man whose legacy you want to continue. So, look, let's face it, he spoke like one that is expected to galvanize the base, except that I have always maintained that when you speak like that, when you speak like that, you may not get your message to the people. Mm. You see, because the people, yeah, moving on, but when you speak like a Kennedy Japon, it is very audible, it is very clear, well-paced, you can hear everything, and you can actually relate with what you're told. But on the whole, I'd say that if anything good he did, it was to actually, and I'll do it this way.
Avoid trouble.
He avoided trouble, but actually to repeat the hardcore UP, position that Nkrumah did not do anything. I am not sure whether in saying that Nkrumah did not do anything, saying that Akufo-Addo is the best president since 1957 does him so much good. It does him a lot of good in the eyes of President Akufo-Addo and Dr. Bowman because it is their government, but also you've had the NPP in place also, and you know then the discussion, about who is the best president, particularly of the Fourth Republic, and you know that in the Fourth Republic, the conversation has been that J. Akufo is arguably the best president of the Fourth Republic. But if you go, of course, I mean, you are on a campaign platform with Akufo-Addo, and so you'd have to sing his praise. But I think you could have avoided that.
Yeah, and you raised something that I want to highlight before we wrap up, which is that as we speak, he's still the energy minister.
Yeah.
What must happen there, Prof? Should he now step aside from that position? Because once you're an energy minister, if something happens, you take the blame for it.
Mm-hmm.
Anything can happen with the West African gas pipeline, for example, that can be fractured tomorrow. And that will mean doom so for us, right? Ghanaians, they don't forgive. They don't care whether the thing was right. Yeah, John Mahama had that problem. They'll blame you. So you have a vice presidential candidate. You have a running mate who now must now, as an energy minister, go and defend the government and take and bear the brunt for a problem that he shouldn't be near. He should be focused on campaigning, helping the ticket win elections, but then he's now going to be embroiled in challenges such as that. Should he step away now from the ministry and let someone else take over so now he can focus on the main agenda of winning the polls?
I mean, I've not put my mind to it. I don't let my colleagues take a stab at that because I don't know what the presidents have been.
Mm.
But you would imagine that a candidate who does not have that additional burden or responsibility would be a lot more freer to go out there and do the job.
Mm. Raymond?
John Akufo told his people that if you want to go and do your campaign, leave the government. I mean, it's important you separate those two roles for his own good too.
Mm.
And it is increasingly becoming untenable because the problems in our power sector will persist. Let's not pretend. We recently asked the Ministry of Energy to tell us everything they are doing or they have done to try and fix the power situation in the country. What the Minister of Energy did was now go and call the sectors, say, hey, Greco, you, please, Joy just wants some information on the sector. Please put it together and help them get that kind of information.
What will be problematic is that since you can't guarantee, and let's not get it wrong, there will be maintenance works and all of the other things happening in the course of the year. Any slight indication, you'll be directly held responsible. I think it's in his interest to let go that ministry. If he lets go, at least now the power situation appears to have improved in certain areas. And that's also something we need to say. See, you cannot, and this word has become popular, so I can also use it, you cannot gaslight the people about their situation. They know they are in doom so. No matter the terminology you use, you are disrespecting the radar by actually telling them what they are feeling is not what is supposed to be the case. They know that. They feel it. They see the improvements when it happens. And they know whether or not you are telling them stories without any basis at all. That is not what we expect of a vice presidential candidate. It comes with a certain deficit in the quality of the communication you are putting out there.
Mm.
So I'm expecting him to say, no, I'm busy, so take up the ministry. There is nothing that Matthew Pokpempe has done within the last 3 or so years that the next 6 months is going to revolutionary change in energy. He's not a solution to our energy problems. So letting go is no responsibility on you. So that you can concentrate on the actual job you are to do. The more you keep yourself in this area, it becomes fair game for me to be asking, what business has the energy minister every day campaigning when I have a power problem? I don't know whether I get my point. So that issue, he should let go easily. Luckily, there is Herbert Kramper. Herbert Kramper has already been made Minister of State at the ministry. He should take it. But maybe my last point on it, I should say this in a nice way, but if you put everything together, it was pretty underwhelming. Very fair speech and everything involved. I think there's a lot of room for improvement. And I think that the people could have managed this better. Prepared speech delivered like Nana Jenepoku Ajman's own. Because this is something that people are looking forward to.
But that's the point, right? We'll wrap up on
that. I feel it was extremely underwhelming.
The strategy for the MPP was different.
Yeah.
Clearly.
Yes.
And for good reason, I believe. We'll analyze that. Why they chose this particular format to go back and do a rally form. Their objective and goal is quite different from the NDC.
It is.
Also because of who the rally mate is and what their strengths are. You want to do it differently. And if for the MPP, it's about galvanizing your base, you don't deliver an academic paper.
You do
a rally. Because there you can say all the political stuff and excite the base. If you have an academic, a professor, who used to be a vice chancellor of the university, who is a running mate, and you want to use it to appeal to the middle class voting voter, then you go to an academic institution, like UPSA, and then you do a speech.
I even think for the purpose.
I'll come back and analyze that, and then we can end briefly, because I want to go back very, very quickly for the next 2 minutes. To Kumasi, just to get our team there to wrap up. Okay, I mean, but by the way, we don't have the link yet. But so let's wrap up in the studio. Elting first. Elting. So that point, though, and I asked that before, but because of what he says there, just going to take quick 1 minute all from you. The party chose a strategy, which is he's not going to be delivering a prepared speech. By the way, he is a vice presidential candidate. He's a running mate. We've had the candidate himself already. Did that strategy work, having seen it play out?
In terms of, you know, connecting with the base, I'm thinking that it may have worked for them because this is Kumasi. I mean, he spoke Cree, and that's the language on the street. I mean, you don't mount a political platform in Kumasi and speak English. So I was even surprised that Wontumi decided to go
He was responding to Ghanaians.
I don't know who he was trying to impress.
He was responding to Ghanaians.
All right.
He was responding to Ghanaians.
So I think that, I mean, from tomorrow, what then happens? I mean, this took place at the Jubilee Park, not so big a place. The place was not overflowing as perhaps one would have expected because this is a stronghold of the MPP. Is it because today is Tuesday, it's not a weekend, so people are busy with their work? Does it suggest that there is general, you know, despondency in the system such that even though where you consider to be your strong base, people are not coming out their numbers to join the party because of their own economic situation. I think in the days to follow, we'll see more. But whatever it was, the MPP may have scored a political point by introducing the running mate to the Asante Kere. They got those nice words from the Asante Kere. How they play that to their advantage, I mean, the coming days will tell.
And that's an important point. And I want to go quickly for the next couple of minutes to my colleagues there on the ground, still at the Jubilee Park, Nana Boachi Yadom, who is joining me right now. Nana, for the next quick 2 minutes, tell us, with Nana Yaojima, how are people reacting to what they've seen today, both from the Mengxia Palace and to the Jubilee Ground, and what they've had from Matepoku Pempe?
So, Evans and team, the big day for the New Patriotic Party has finally come to an end. The MPP has officially outdoored its running mate for the 2024 December presidential election. The ticket for the NPP has finally been unveiled. Dr. Matthew Pokoprempeh and then Dr. Mamudu Bawumia would be leading the New Patriotic Party to the December 7th presidential polls. And so, today, President Akufo-Addo led the team to Mengxia Palace. There were two events. The first event took place at the Mengxia Palace. They went to receive the blessings of the Asante Inu-Tufo-Se to the second. And then we all heard what the Asante Inu said. He did advise the NPP's running mate, Dr. Matthew Pokoprempeh, to stay humble to his presidential candidate, Dr. Mamudu Bawumia, and not to let the arrogance tag on him fly. And that is the words of the Asante Inu. He did eulogize the Member of Parliament for Mengxia South constituency and then the running mate, Dr. Matthew Pokoprempeh, for his performance as education minister and then his performance as the minister for energy. And that is what happened at the Mengxia Palace. Right after the first event from the Mengxia Palace, President Akufo-Addo led the team to the Kumasi Jubilee Park to receive the crowd here and then to also present the MPP's running mate, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh, to the New Patriotic Party, to the Ashanti region, and to Ghana at large. And so we heard from President Akufo-Addo, who also touted the achievement of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh during his tenure as education minister and then as energy minister. The president says that he knew the hard work of Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. That is why he appointed him to one of the most crucial sectors in governance, that is the education sector, and then appointed him again to the energy sector for him to fix then the doomsday crisis that we were in as a country. And so those are the words of President Akufo-Addo. Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh also said that when he came to serve the MPP government as education minister and an energy minister, he hasn't failed the MPP government. The vice president also touted his achievement and says that he has been the best vice president in the history of the Fourth Republic. And so these are the words of Dr. Mamudu Bawumia. Nana Yaojima also monitored the whole process here at the Kumasi Jubilee Park. Before President Akufo-Addo mounted the podium to speak, Nana Yaojima engaged some of the supporters here at the Kumasi Jubilee Park. Nana, what were the sentiments of the MPP supporters, executives, and those who came here at the Kumasi Jubilee Park?
Interestingly, by 12 o'clock in the afternoon, this area was filled. A lot of people, a lot of party faithfuls had gathered here at the Jubilee Grounds awaiting the official outdooring of the running mates for the New Patriotic Party, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. And interestingly, they were all excited about the naming of Napo as running mate for the New Patriotic Party. A lot of them believe that he holds the ability to sway some votes in favor of the party, especially in the Ashanti region. The NPP is targeting about 75% of votes in the Ashanti region. But hearing Dr. Napo himself, or Matthew Opoku-Prempeh himself, according to him, he would love the NPP to win at least 85% of votes in the Ashanti region. So that is a huge task that he is giving himself in the Ashanti region. Let's talk to Dr. Samuel Efiye and get some of his reactions on what happened here. Doc, you saw Napo in action, you saw him speak to the crowd. What do you make of what he said here?
Thank you very much. And listen to Napo, Dr. That is Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. I realized that he was, as he said, was trying to explain more, but I did not identify specifically what actually he is trying to add up. So I think that he need more engagement for people to know, because in the Ashanti region there is a certain expectation. The expectation is, what is it bringing to change? change the face of the party in Ashanti region. And I think that was not espoused here, at least that was not espoused. So probably because NAPO coming in is specifically for the voter party in Ashanti region, the voter party in Ashanti region, at the same time to also diffuse the tension of other political parties in this region. Because we have Alan, we have Bidiako, Alan also come from here. So that is a real tax. So people are expecting what he has to bring on board, specifically for this region. That is what those in Ashanti region, we are expecting. So I believe that more engagement will help all of us to know what he is bringing on board.
Thank you very much, Doc. Dr. Efie is a political analyst in the Ashanti region, and he was here to observe what was happening here, the outdooring of Matthew Opoku-Prempeh.
And so the big event has finally come to an end. The new patriotic party from Mensah Palace, from the Kumasi Jubilee Park, would start campaigning right away. That is what Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh said. He says right after his outdooring, what must be done is the all boots on ground. They go house to house to campaign and secure 85% in the Ashanti region. And so clearly, Evans, this has been the whole event for the patriotic party in the Ashanti region, from Mensah to the Kumasi Jubilee Park. Over to you.
Thank you very much. And that there is Colin Nanabuachi Yadom there from the Jubilee Park, and Winston is here with me. And Winston, just before we wrap up, let me go quickly to Prof for you for your final words there. And that last point that was made, Nanapo says they've set the target now for themselves in Ashanti, 85%. Can they get that?
The future is there for us to all wait and see if it will happen indeed. But you have to have targets, and I'm sure they've done the calculations, they've done the permutations. There's nobody who goes into a presidential campaign without sitting down to do some level of analysis and projection. I'm pretty sure a lot of work has gone in there. And so let's wait and see what happens.
On that point, and then whether he should...
Yes, if there is a 78% turnout, Ashanti region, and the NPP gets 85% of the votes, the elections are done. They've won.
No, he's talking about 85% turnout in the Ashanti region.
That's what I'm saying.
That's the point.
I'm saying if there's a 78% turnout in the Ashanti region, mm-hmm. and the NPP gets 85% of those votes, they're done with the elections. But when Pakwisi Bekwing Emisa Arthur was appointed as governor and was appointed as vice president, he had to leave his position as governor, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, for him to serve as vice president, you can make that case. But President Kufuor insisted that if he wanted to be flag bearer, step down and go and run your campaign. So for NAPO, who's now been made running mate? And we saw it. Alan Chemanting resigned. Workaholic Akoto tops all water. Uzefri Akoto, he also stepped down. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh has no business remaining as energy minister. In fact, tomorrow when he comes, he should hand over, tender in resignation and go and campaign. It's as simple as that.
Mm. And that there is Winston. You've had Raymond, you've had Professor H.C. Kanku, and then you've had Elton Robbie. My name is Evans Manson. This has been a coverage of the grand unveiling of the MPP ticket, Dr. Mahmoud Bawumia, and the new kid on that block, Dr. Matthew Opoku-Prempeh. Yes, he's a new kid on the block when it comes to that ticket. We've heard from the Otumfuo Osetutu II, and we've heard from the president, Bawumia himself. The key question now becomes, will this resonate with the people in the Ashanti region? You want to join us on PM Express, because there's going to be more analysis on this. We're going to be coming back to the touch screen here, and we're going to do that head-to-head, NAPO versus Jane. Stay with us here on your election headquarters. It's brought to you by Petrosol, your clean for all in full quantity, the Chartered Institute of Management Accountants, CIMA, and the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants, together as the Association of International Certified Professional Accountants and the German Ozone Medical Center, Alternative Therapy, Dental Wellness and Beauty, Chopboss Technologies, a convenient service, and a Youth Break Foundation. Stay with us here on your election quarters for more analysis. Up next is Prime.